Text 3.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure for me to be giving this talk today to all of you at the Young Business Leaders Convention. It is my aim today to share with you all some of my experiences in business and the things that I encountered when becoming my own boss. Naturally, your specific industries might be different to mine as well as to each other's, but I genuinely believe that a lot of the aspects are applicable to any business. So, I hope you keep an open mind, and I'd ask you to consider the common aspects. First of all, a little about myself. I've run my own company for the last 15 years and branched out into this after leaving a former employer. Basically, I have a landscaping company that designs and creates gardens for homes and public spaces. The most important question, which I'm sure is something that all of you also ask yourselves, is why? Why did I decide to move from relative security and stability at a large successful company and risk it all? Did I have illusions of grandeur? Was it about the money and the dream to be wealthier? Perhaps it was the kudos of calling myself a CEO. Well, you might be surprised to hear that it was actually none of these. I'm a realist and I knew at the beginning things would be very hard and it wouldn't all be big profits. I was also happy at my last company and enjoyed being part of a great team. We worked well together. It was simply a case of my seeing an opportunity for doing things in a different, more innovative way. I wanted to offer clients new ideas and new options that my company just wasn't willing or interested to pursue. My bosses lived by the maxim, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Sometimes, however, something doesn't need to be broken in order to justify trying a new approach. If we stand still and take things for granted, that's the real enemy of success and growth. At least that's my personal philosophy. So, how did I take my first step starting my own business? I wish that I could tell you that I'd planned it well in advance and made sure that I had the financial security and savings to provide me with a buffer. However, in all honesty, I probably rushed things a bit too much as I was quite impulsive. I found myself improvising a great deal and relying on the kindness of others more than what was perhaps fair. I was extremely lucky because I had great people to support me, help me find clients, and give me financial assistance. So, keeping all that in mind, I would say that the most important thing is to plan ahead and be as prepared as you can be. Do your maths, check the figures, budget, and try to have a basic network in place to help you connect with clients. You'll never be ready for everything, but these basics will give you a great foundation. Right, that leads us to our first break. Please help yourselves to some coffee, and afterwards we move into developing your business plan.